Gretchen Bailey with Optometry Times, and today I am talking with Sean Clark, who is General Manager of U.S. Vision Care at Alcon. Hi, Sean. Thanks for talking with me today.
Yeah. Hi, Gretchen. How are you doing?
I am doing great. The sun is finally shining here again. It was raining earlier, so I am doing fabulous. And I don't need to worry about a lot of pollen right now because of the rain. And I know that's a different question for allergy, but we're going to
have an excellent product for eye allergy. Yes, thank you.
I hear you have a small product for that. Yeah. Nice placement there. I like it.
Let's make every day a padded day.
Oh, look at that. What a tagline. That's cheesy, but good.
Sorry, had to do it.
Well, today we're going to be talking about your new dry eye product, which is Systane Hydration Multi-Dose Preservative Free. Yes. So tell me about this. How is this different from other Systane products currently on the market?
Well, it's different in that it actually combines HP guar, which we've had in some of our other products in the past, now with a sodium HA. And so this really is a great combination of two ingredients that when knitted together, we call it Hydro Boost technology. And what it really does is it helps adhere, it's not really the right word, I guess, but it helps keep moisture on the eye for as long as possible, right? So with HB guar, you've got this ingredient that really creates a cross-linked network, basically, that helps things, you know, stay on the cornea. And we all know, you know, that HA is a great moisture-loving ingredient, right, which helps adhere moisture as well. So it really helps keep that comfortable feeling and the hydration present on the eye for a longer period of time. And, you know, we've had this product out previously under a unit dose preservative-free formula. And now this is our first entry into the multi-dose arena here. And so we've combined what we had in the previous version that was launched last year. Now we have the same version in a patented bottle. This is a pure flow bottle that's unique to Alcon in the set today. And what it really does is it's a one-way valve that enables the product to be in a multi-dose preservative-free format. So you bring that great preservative-free formula now into a much more convenient dosing mechanism for the patient.
I like that, because usually with preservative-free lubrication drops, you do have those little
vials.
Plastic dose vials.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If you don't use it all at one shot, you don't want to throw it away. But if you leave it open in your bathroom, that's not a smart thing to do. So this solves that problem.
Yeah, and some people will still want to use the vials for a variety of reasons. If you're on the go and it's smaller, it's something you can carry with you a lot more simply. But
sure.
What we've heard from a lot of consumers is that, you know, they love the fact that they can have the economy of a multi-dose bottle that they can just, you know, have with them at all times, or have it in multiple places for that matter. So.
Well, that brings up a point that I was going to ask later on, but I'll ask now. So because this isn't in separate vials, as we just discussed, so I'm assuming that the price point will be different then, because you can put it all into one bottle as opposed to, you know, 30 little tiny vials.
Yeah. So basically you can get a 100 dose supply for a much lower price point than you would in the vials. And so the product today retails for around $14.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the everyday low price format. It's probably 16 to 17 in some of our high low retailers. But either way, it's going to be at a significant price per dose discount,
right,
to what's out there in the vials today.
That makes sense.
It's definitely a more economical solution,
especially for patients who need to instill these drops more frequently.
Exactly.
Well, let's talk about patient selection and doctor recommendation. So when should optometrists recommend this drop to their patients, and what patients are good candidates?
Yeah, so anybody who has a sensitive cornea would definitely be a great patient selection for this particular drop. Anybody who just has had refractive surgery or cataract surgery, and again, they may have, you know, a cornea that's healing from those surgeries. This is a great drop from that standpoint. It's very gentle. There's no preservatives in it. Anybody that has to use a drop with a higher degree of frequency, where there may be a concern about having a preservative on the eye, it's a great drop for that as well. So those are really who we're asking our doctors to recommend it for. And we think that, you know, the feedback that we've been getting from consumers who have been using it has been absolutely outstanding so far.
What about contact lens wearing patients? I'm assuming that they would need to instill the drop prior to contact lens application or after removal.
Yeah. So like all of our drops, we recommend that, you know, you put it in before you wait for the drop to take effect and then put your lenses in. And then obviously again, at the end of the day, you know, after contact lens wear, it'd be great to use it in that, that time frame as well. Exactly.
So you said in wait for the drop to take effect. What's your time frame there? 10, 15 minutes, 30 minutes?
Probably not even. I think 10 minutes would be fine.
Excellent. Yeah. When can patients find this product on the shelves?
So it's rolling out nationally now. So right now, as we're sitting here today, it's available on Amazon.com. It's available broadly at CVS. We will be getting distribution in Q2. I think it's at Target and at Walgreens. And then I think Walmart is actually the last to reset their shelves. So it probably won't be until Q3 where we'll see it show up on shelf there. But obviously, you can find it today, you know, CVS has 5,000 plus locations out there, I think, at this point. So it's broadly available today. And certainly for anybody who does a lot of their shopping on Amazon, as a lot of us have migrated to over the last year, you can find it there.
Interesting that Walmart is going to be the last. What's the cause for that delay?
It's strictly the timing of their shelf reset. So they don't reset their shelves in this artificial tear space until September. And so that's when this one will actually show up on shelf there. Gotcha. So unlike other launches where, you know, Pataday was a great example when we launched that, where it was such a big launch that they were willing to reset shelves off their normal timing. You know, one of the things when we're launching individual SKUs, sometimes we're just at the mercy of when the shelf set actually happens.
So, that makes sense. Well, thanks for that little insight into big box retailer shelf space. I didn't know that. Yeah. Well, this is all very exciting news, Sean. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Yeah, thanks for your time as well, Gretchen. I'm happy to be with you.